双考贝多芬，人教版，高中英语必修二，模块测评卷，
第一部分，听力。
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Whose book is this?
It must be Mary's. Hemingway is her favorite author.
I don't think I can pass the driver's test.
You can. Just stay calm. Are you now taking any medicine?
I take aspirin once in a while for my headache.
How often do you have a headache?
About once a week or so.I love that vase.
Do you really like it?
Yes, it looks perfect.
It wasn't very expensive.
That's amazing. It looks expensive. Don't be worried. Please sit down and take it easy.
How could I feel easy? I'm really confused.
But you should avoid blaming others when you haven't got the real facts.
Okay, I'll try my best to calm down first.
有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间，每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
You must be really excited about leaving for Japan tomorrow, Steve.
Yeah, I am.But I am a little nervous, too.
What are you nervous for?
Well, I don't know how to use chopsticks, and I don't know how to behave at the dinner table.
You must be really excited about leaving for Japan tomorrow, Steve.
Yeah, I am. But I am a little nervous, too.
What are you nervous for?
Well, I don't know how to use chopsticks, and I don't know how to behave at the dinner table.
听下面一段对话，回答第八和第九两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Good evening, Grandma's restaurant. May I help you?
Good evening. I would like to order some food for dinner.
May I have your name, miss?
Mary Brown?
Miss Brown, please tell me your order.
I'd like to order the free matching dinner for two.
You may choose two soups, two drinks, and four main courses from the menu.
Okay.
Good evening, Grandma's Restaurant. May I help you?
Good evening. I would like to order some food for dinner.
May I have your name, Miss?
Mary Brown.
Miss Brown, please tell me your order.
I'd like to order the free matching dinner for two.
You may choose two soups, two drinks, and four main courses from the menu.
Okay.
听下面一段对话，回答第十至第十二三个小题。现在，你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Our flight has delayed 2 hours. My husband must be waiting anxiously at London Airport.
You'd better make a phone call and tell him the situation here.
Right. What are you here for?
I am at a 2-week international conference on space technology in Beijing.
How interesting. I am here with a tour. Beijing deserves to be the capital of the country. It has all the characteristics of a big city.Is this your first trip to China?
No, I come here every year, but always on business. I have had no chance to visit the scenic spots.
What a pity. You should have. Excuse me, but I'll phone my husband in case he will be worried.
Okay, just do it.
Our flight has delayed 2 hours. My husband must be waiting anxiously at London Airport.
You'd better make a phone call.And tell him the situation here.
Right. What are you here for?
I am at a 2-week international conference on space technology in Beijing.
How interesting. I am here with a tour. Beijing deserves to be the capital of the country. It has all the characteristics of a big city. Is this your first trip to China?
No, I come here every year, but always on business. I have had no chance to visit the scenic spots.
What a pity. You should have. Excuse me, but I'll phone my husband in case he will be worried.
Okay, just do it.
听下面一段对话，回答第十三至第十六四个小题。现在，你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Well, taxi. I am going to the National Museum of Art.
Sure. Get in.
Do you know what time the museum closes?
Well, I would guess around 6 o'clock.
Thanks.
This is your first time to the city, right?
Yeah. How did you know that?
Well, I can tell tourists from local people easily because tourists walk down the street and look around curiously.
Was it that obvious?
Well.
Oh, before I forget, can you recommend any good restaurants downtown that offer meals at a reasonable price?
Well, Shanghai Restaurant is wonderful.
Oh?
It's not as expensive as other places, as far as I know, and the food is delicious.
Sounds great. Well, taxi. I am going to the National Museum of Art.
Sure. Get in.
Do you know what time the museum closes?
Well, I would guess around 6 o'clock.
Thanks.
This is your first time to the city, right?
Yeah, how did you know that?
Well, I can tell tourists from local people easily, because tourists walk down the street and look around curiously.
Was it that obvious?
Well...
Oh, before I forget, can you recommend any good restaurants downtown that offer meals at a reasonable price?
Well, Shanghai Restaurant is wonderful.
Oh?
It's not as expensive as other places, as far as I know, and the food is delicious.
Sounds great.
听下面一段独白，回答第十七至第二十四个小题。现在，你有二十秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
When I was little, we had a family pet. His name was Jupiter, and he was a kitten. I wanted a cat more than anything else, and finally my parents gave in and said that we could have one. We went to the animal's home and saw dozens of cats of different kinds. We went from cage to cage until we saw a little kitten at the back of one of the cages. He looked scared, but when I picked him up, he wouldn't stop licking my hand.And I knew he was the one we would bring home. When we got to Jupiter home, I played with him all day. What I noticed when I played with him was that I would sneeze a lot, and my arm became red with infections. My nose would also be runny, and my eyes would water. I tried to hide these signs from my mother, but she noticed them finally and told me that I was suffering from cats. Even worse, we couldn't keep Jupiter. That was a sad day in my young life.I thought I would never recover. Then, a lucky thing happened. One of our neighbors down the street was willing to take Jupiter in, and I was able to visit him all the time, as long as I didn't get too close. In the end, it wasn't such a terrible thing after all. When I was little, we had a family pet. His name was Jupiter, and he was a kitten. I wanted a cat more than anything else.And finally, my parents gave in and said that we could have one. We went to the animal's home and saw dozens of cats of different kinds. We went from cage to cage until we saw a little kitten at the back of one of the cages. He looked scared, but when I picked him up, he wouldn't stop licking my hand, and I knew he was the one we would bring home. When we got to Jupiter home, I played with him all day. What I noticed when I played with him was that I would sneeze a lot.And my arm became red with infections. My nose would also be runny, and my eyes would water. I tried to hide these signs from my mother, but she noticed them finally and told me that I was suffering from cats. Even worse, we couldn't keep Jupiter. That was a sad day in my young life. I thought I would never recover. Then, a lucky thing happened. One of our neighbors down the street was willing to take Jupiter in, and I was able to visit him all the time.As long as I didn't get too close. In the end, it wasn't such a terrible thing after all.
第二节到此结束。现在，你有两分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转涂到客观题答题卡上。 听力部分到此结束。